The biggest piece of the $3.7 million project is stabilizing and resurfacing the tram path that brings all of the visitors from the pier to the fort. DENRAC Chief of Construction Bill Miller explains why the path needs work.
Part of it certainly that it's just deteriorated over time, just like all materials and surfaces. And part of it is probably about half of the tram path is regularly exposed to the elements, to kind of a tidal environment. And it's subject to a lot of erosion, certainly in heavy storms or floods, takes a lot of abuse. And just with the nature of the island being a lot more exposed to wind and weather, that's really contributed to a lot of degradation as well.
The project also calls for improving trails between the restrooms, fort, barracks, and heronry using durable aggregates that will prevent soggy shoes. Miller adds the aging heronry observation platform will be rebuilt to make it safe while maintaining its excellent access for bird watching. And DENRAC plans to build a new screen pavilion to provide a better space for groups to eat lunch or gather. Miller notes the project should be complete in January and Fort Delaware State Park will remain open as scheduled on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through the fall with work on the project done the rest of the week. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.